Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley from Inside Carolina here. And coming out of Carolina's 47-35 loss to the Louisville Cardinals, the national media was understandably quick to discuss Lamar Jackson's 525-yard performance against Carolina's defense. But for Carolina fans, if there was a bright spot, it was the play of Chaz Surratt in the first half, Brandon Harris in the second half, that should have fans of the football team excited about the future. I spoke to Inside Carolina's Jason Staples about what he thought of Surratt's performance, and here's what he had to say.
I mean, I thought he played really well. I mean, I thought he played better than expected once again. I mean, you know, you can see the growth from week one to week two and how much more comfortable they were even calling the game for him. You know, he made some throws in this game and made some throws both on the run and from the pocket. You know, that deep post he threw was a quality throw. I you know, had he placed it where he really wanted it to, it might have scored, but that was a good throw, you know, and again, a throw where, you know, those are the kinds of throws that you, that coming into the year, they're going, you know, we'll see how he does. He's really shown that he can do the things that this offense needs with his arm. There's still a little inconsistency here and there. There's a few times where he was a little late getting the ball out or, you know, late making his decision. But by and large, I thought, you know, he managed the game really well. He just was a lot better with his arm than I thought he would be at this stage and has really grown over the past even 6 months. I mean, he's come a long way, and I think there's a lot of reason to be optimistic about Surratt moving forward, and there should be a pretty rosy picture for the UNC offense for the next couple of years as a result.
Surratt, Harris, and the rest of the Tar Heels head to Norfolk, Virginia to face Old Dominion on Saturday at 3:30.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.